Welcome the fact that actually that's written into the strategy, but I just wondered if it might be helpful to include that in the induction of the new board and maybe some sessions that sort of refresh that for people around their responsibilities and giving them some clues around how to do that. But thank you, Miranda, and yeah, absolutely agree about the sort of added colour, and it could be as simple as an agreed set of images that go alongside the written document that actually everybody has access to, and or agreed sort of 30-second films that are out there. All of that really helps to bring stuff to life.
Sure.
And it would be great if that could be included in.
Yeah. Good.
What comes
good
out.
Suggestion. Martin.
Just to say that I think that the communication strategy should make use of the strategic opportunities in this document. You know, the UK's going a great way, the communities of the future, the coastal catalyst. There are three strong ideas there which need to be built into that brand. And if that document can really have those at its heart, I think that's going to have some impact.
Okay. Good. Any more? Yes, Carol.
I just reiterate what I said under Liz. Mm-hmm. I will look at what Medway have done.
Yes.
Because it's a lot of partners.
Yes.
But everybody understands.
No, I agree with you. Medway have been a really big carriers here. Mm. They're doing a great job. Yeah. Anybody else? Any further comments? No. Okay, then what I'm going to ask you to do is, subject to those very helpful observations and comments, to agree the adoption of the communication strategy and protocols with those comments taken on board, to note the communications narrative and key messages set out in the communication strategy and protocols, and to note the responsibilities of set-up members and partners when communicating the work of set-up and its projects. Are we happy to do that? Thank you.
Good.
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much, Zoe. In that case, we'll move on to the next item, which is local growth set 31st of March 2021. It's really important that we maximise investment opportunity with the limited funding and timescales available. This will involve taking some challenging decisions over the course of the next few months to direct the use of local growth fund in the most effective way possible. So, Rhiannon, with that leading, Rhiannon, over to you.
So today I'm not going to present a normal capital programme update. Received that in December, and we'll receive the next one in the next March meeting. I'm instead going to focus on a particular issue around LGF spend beyond the growth deal period. So as you're probably all aware, the growth deal period itself goes on 2015-16, and is due to end on 31st March 2021. That deadline is something that is being communicated with the growth deal, and is the expectation from the central government itself. I think during the early years of the programme, there was a particular message from central government: you spend it or lose it. So we made a huge amount of effort working with local partners to make sure we were spending our allocation each year, wherever that was possible. And if we were not able to spend it on a particular project, we were able to either swap it between projects, or there were certain mechanisms we had in place to make sure we could report back to central government a really positive position around our spend to date. I think it's also important to note government continues to monitor our delivery progress based on our spend to date. In our annual performance review that we had just this week, their key performance indicator that they were using was how much we spent to date and how we're showing that progress. So, you know, whilst we're doing brilliant things, I think it's just important to have that in mind. We have put the question to government on a number of occasions to say, what is the implication if we don't spend all of our LGF beyond the growth deal period? I think this is the sort of informal advice that's come back. There has been no formal position stated, but the informal advice around this is that the government expects the outcomes to be delivered within the growth deal period as we originally committed to. Where a project is already in train, I don't think government is saying they're going to hand back a project if you're already out constructing it. You know, if you're delivering a new junction, they can see diggers out on site. I don't think they're in positions to sort of penalise us on that basis. But I think they do want us to have really firm justification if we're starting projects beyond the growth deal period. So if we haven't started construction for projects, I think we just need to have a really, really strong case about why we're still supporting this project. We don't want to be in a position where we sat on lots of funding at the end of the growth deal period where we could have supported other projects during that time scale. So we put this position to the Councillors Board last February, and the Councillors Board agreed five conditions under which they would agree LGF spend beyond the growth deal period. So this is new projects coming forward to the Accountability Board where we know spend is going to go beyond that timescale. And really to make sure we're only supporting these projects with this really strong case and we're doing this on an exception basis, and they agreed these 5 criteria. So this is around having a really clear delivery plan and detailed information around the future delivery of the project. I think it's important if we're supporting projects beyond that period, we've got really real certainty of the ability to deliver. The next bit is around a direct link to jobs and houses, so that there's really key benefits associated with each of those projects. The sources of funding are all tied in, so I think lots of these projects that are high risk had issues around the local funding contributions not being available or some similar issues around funding sources. So I think we need to have confirmation these can definitely progress with funding all in place. The fourth one is around strategic board endorsement, and that's why we're here today, to say are these still strategically important projects for this board, knowing the fact that the benefits of the projects will extend beyond where we originally expected them to be delivered. And the fifth one, reflecting the sort of spade in the ground suggestion, there's contractual commitments in place for the delivery of the project, so that's starting by the 31st March 2021. So in effect, we're bringing forward 5 projects to the board today on the basis that the strategic board needs to give support for these projects to progress. My intention is to cover each of these projects in